We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:37, 23 before 10. Tommy Tucker on this, I guess we can call it Thanksgiving Monday. Let's congratulate Kenny Obear. Kenny won tickets to the LSU-Texas A&M game this Saturday. Go Tigers from WWL. Kenny, a quick reminder, I know Tim told you this already, but you got to get those tickets either today, tomorrow, or Wednesday because it's a holiday week and the office is closed Thursday and Friday. And, of course, make sure you get to the game on Saturday. In addition to football, there were some other things that happened in the United States, one of which involved the Department of Defense and the Secretary of the Navy. Mike Lyons joins us now, our friend, CBS News correspondent. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I don't know if the Secretary of the Navy resigned or if he quit or was he forced out? What was the deal here?
No, it looks like he was fired by the Secretary of Defense over an incident where he went around the Secretary of Defense with a plan to the White House with regard to trying to really what looks like saving face on Chief Gallagher, who the president said in a tweet should not lose his Navy Trident Seal badge. And the Navy was going to hold a board to determine whether that was going to happen or not. So I think once Esper felt that he was put out of the chain of command, he decided to fire him. Now, there's different stories coming out from both the president and also the Secretary of the Navy, Secretary Spencer. But that appears, though, that all is moot at this point, knowing that Esper has claims he fired him.
All right, so let's go back a step with Eddie Gallagher. He's a Navy SEAL. He was on trial, I guess, court-martial is what it was in the military. Give us a background on all of that, if you would, Major.
Sure. So Chief Gallagher was originally charged with six different crimes, all having to do in a war zone, murdering enemy combatants, desecrating their bodies, all different kinds of things. And he was convicted of only one of those crimes, and that was taking a picture with a dead terrorist soldier. The other ones were just as bad. The other ones could have sent him to prison for life. And there was crazy issues going on with the prosecution. The prosecution, there was some potential misconduct that took place there. The bottom line was during the trial, a SEAL medic came out and made the claim that he actually was the one responsible for killing the one individual that he was charged for. So those charges all got thrown out. But the bottom line is the conviction of the one crime he had reduced his rank by one full measure. He went from E7 to E6. That cost him about $500,000 in retirement benefits if he wanted to retire. So it was a pretty big hit.
Is he an active Navy SEAL now?
Yes, he still is an active Navy SEAL. He's looking to retire in the next 90 days, let's say. I believe by February we'd give him the 20 years. All he's trying to do is get to the next point where he can retire. The president restores his rank at E7, which bumps his, again, that retirement salary up another $500,000 in total over the course of his life. It's not, you know, a one-time deal.
Right.
But also removes him from committing the felony, being convicted from a general court-martial, but the fact that he also lets him wear his Navy Trident Seal badge in retirement, and that's what the sticking point is with the Navy.
All right, so philosophically here, the president and obviously, I guess, the Secretary of the Navy had different ideas on whether or not he should be allowed to keep that SEAL badge. And in terms of, I don't think the president really feels as though Chief Gallagher did anything wrong. I think the phrase he used was just being a good soldier or something along those lines, and I'm paraphrasing that. For people that agree with President Trump on this, and I don't mean to make it political at all, but again, philosophical right. In terms of military, what is the harm of posing with a dead terrorist? And was he also accused of murder in this case, Major? Am I making that up?
No, he was. He was accused of murder, but that was thrown out because somebody else came and took responsibility for that crime.
So, and that was a last-minute Perry Mason-type deal, was it not, where this medic stepped up?
Yeah, it was a medic that stepped up that was with them at the same time. And in most cases, in these incidences, the witnesses are other members of your team. So if they're going to speak out against you, it's got to be something that's very big. Now, you can argue taking a picture of an enemy soldier, what's the big deal? The bottom line is it's against the laws of land warfare the United States has. It's the bar that we've set. It's not a bar that other countries have, but it's one that we are ascribed to, and it is against the law. It's against the UCMJ.
And in terms of the effect that it would have, the idea behind it being illegal is that instead of showing the United States as being superior fighting force, et cetera, that it stirs up bad feelings or what?
Yeah, I'm of the volition, though, that our enemies can't hate us anymore.
Right.
But it does allow the enemy to use it as propaganda. But I feel that I personally don't think it matters. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't abide by the law. That's what it is. But it's one of those things. I do think that it has been in the past. You look at Malmedy, you look at things in World War II, what the Germans did. Other countries do that, they lose the high moral ground. It usually breaks down some other place within the chain of command as well.
So speaking of chain of command, is that what led to all of this with the Secretary of the Navy, that he went around the Secretary of Defense, his boss, to talk directly to the Commander-in-Chief, being the President?
That's it. And in this case, the President goes beyond just the pardon power and gives this direct verbal order, direct written order on Twitter, which is something we've never seen a President do as well. And that went beyond just the law, but the Navy SEAL Trident badge is an admin function. It's got nothing to do with a legal aspect of it, and the Navy can take it away from anybody it wants to. And by the President getting involved, I think he kind of overstepped. He went a little bit too far. It's one thing to pardon him, but in order to tell the Navy who they can and can't have on their elite forces is something that the Navy has always made that decision with, and so have the other service branches as well.
Is there any precedent for this in terms of a secretary of whatever trying to go around the Secretary of Defense and appeal directly to the President?
No, I haven't seen that. There's always precedent for one group overturning the other, you know, the higher headquarters overturning. We haven't seen a president now come down this far in order to overturn the Navy SEAL Trident issue, but not necessarily go around the back, or at least in modern times, let's say. What I mean by that is that the way the chain of command works has been modified since the end of the Second World War with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. There's others involved now that get involved. And so by doing that, it's created much more complexity about getting these guns approved or disapproved.
And to be clear, this had nothing to do with the charges, nothing to do with the court-martial. The Secretary of Navy bypassed the Secretary of Defense to appeal to the President to what? Rescind the order of letting Chief Gallagher wear that trident?
That's it. It had all to do with wearing a pin on your chest on something that he earned. No question about it, he earned. But again, it's like airborne wings for the Army. The Army can pull those wings anytime if they feel that you haven't lived up to the standard of morale and discipline. And that's what the Navy was about to do. The Navy's done this before. There's 200 or so cases in the past where the Navy have pulled the tridents from different SEALs for different things. They have either committed a crime, or even if they haven't, if they've just lost good order and discipline, not showing up to work on time, and it's a way to kick them out of the organization.
Is the country any weaker because the Secretary of Navy was forced out and we're waiting on a new one to be appointed?
I don't think so. The new one is coming from his ambassador from Denmark. I think the key is he's a retired admiral, so he's already in the naval family, so to speak. He speaks the language. This is also not the big Navy. This is kind of the SEAL community. The Navy has different communities that act, I'd say, almost tribal. And I say that as I've learned more about the Navy. My son's in the Navy now, so I'm more attuned to what's going on there, obviously. But I think this more affects the SEAL community than it does the big Navy, let's say.
I appreciate your time. Major, anything we're missing you wanted to throw in?
Nope, just let's think about all the soldiers and sailors deployed overseas in the next couple of days here with Thanksgiving. I think that'd be important for us to never forget what their sacrifice is, especially being away for the holidays.
Amen, and all year round, you know, to a lot of people, that's a story that you hear about every now and then when something happens, but that is their reality that they are living.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.